My choice is ideal. This is Thought for Today. My choice is ideal. I have the opportunity to choose anything I want to do or be or think or say or what have you in this lifetime. It's my choice. And I can say I am happy and I'm sad. I can say I'm mad and I'm glad. And I can say I'm filled with joy, and I can say I'm unhappy. It's all up to me. And nobody really cares one little bit whether I'm one way or the other. The only thing that matters to me is what I care, and how I think, and how I act. And I make my choices, and I make them ideal choices. I have the right to choose anything that I want in life, and so I choose to say I am happy. I choose to say I am the ideal happy person. I am the ideal happy person. Everything I do makes me happier and happier and happier. Everything I say makes me happier and happier and happier. Everything I think about makes me happier and happier and happier. Now, you say, how can that be? How can you take such wonderful total control of your life and say to yourself, you live your ideal vision of yourself? Well, because that's what we all do. We all live our ideal vision of ourselves. What is it we consider to be ideal for ourselves? Is it ideal for ourselves to not have or to have? To not be or to be? And I believe our decision for ourselves can and always will be that I am the ideal. I am the ideal man. I am the ideal thinker. I am the ideal thought. I am the ideal in every single thing that I could ever dream about. It doesn't matter what it is. Now, it doesn't matter whether other people look at me and say, oh, you're far away from being ideal. And I say to them, you don't know who I am. You don't really know who I am. You don't really know what thoughts go on inside of me. You don't really know what magic is going on inside of me. For I can dream. And in my dream, I see myself doing all the things I want to do. I see myself doing all the things that are my reality. They're all my choice. They're my choice. Now, in my dreams, I can have dreams of not success or of success. It just doesn't matter. Either way, it's okay. So why not, I say to myself, why not always have in my thought that I am the ideal? I choose my ideal. My choice is ideal. My choice is who and what I really am. My choice is what I believe about myself. My choice is whatever it is that makes me happy. Now, truly, if any thought makes me unhappy, if any thought makes me feel sadder, and any thought makes me feel unworthy, I better get rid of that thought right away, very quick in a hurry. Because if I allow that thought to remain in me, that will become my ideal thought. Well, I thought every ideal thought was good, and every unideal thought was not good. No, every thought is your ideal thought. And it's whatever you choose to bless with your attention. Whatever thought you choose to bless with your thinking about it, that's your ideal thought fulfilling itself in your life in every beautiful way. My choice is ideal. I choose to say I like me. I choose to say all is in divine order. I choose to say peace. I am peace. I am peace. I choose to say these things because that's what I believe about myself. That's what I know about myself. That's what I am about myself. And if I don't believe it, who else is going to? If I don't believe that I am a wonderful person, if I don't believe that I'm fantastic, if I don't believe that I'm good, If I don't believe that life is wonderful, who else will? And if you don't believe that for yourself, then there's two of us not believing it, and how silly. So let's have fun. Let's be ourselves and have fun. Let's do things that make us happy, that make us feel fulfilled, and make us feel uplifted, and make us feel that life is really worthwhile. My choice is ideal. My choice is the finest and the best that I can be. My choice is the most wonderful thing in the world. A father asked his son the other day, "Son, is that true what you told me?" And the son said, "Yes, Dad, that's true." "Well, son, I know that it's not true, because the things that you told me cannot be. They cannot be because it just is not reasonable, it's not logical, it's not so. You still want to keep that story? Dad, I can only tell you the truth. That's the truth. "Well, son, I don't know what I'm going to do with you." "Well, Dad, don't you believe in me?" And the father turned to his son and said, "Son, I believe in you 100%. I believe in you." Now, the interlude of unhappiness, the lack of belief there for a moment or two, that did not remain. It passed away. And the moment the father said, "I believe in you," then he changed his mental attitude. He changed his choice. And his ideal was that he believed in his son, and he believed in the truth, and no matter what it was. And then, as it turned out, the son was telling the truth. Naturally. As it turned out, the son could only tell the truth to his father because his father had taught his son always to tell the truth and stand up for the truth and know that the truth is fine and good and beautiful. How many times have we told ourselves it's too good to be true? How many times have we told ourselves that it's an ideal, devoutly to be wished but never to be seen? How many times have we told ourselves that life is filled with so many mysteries and so much magic that there's no way we could ever begin to even start to understand it? When we say, "I understand myself," then we are saying we don't really understand ourselves. Because we don't have to say, "I understand myself." We don't have to say to ourselves, "I understand." All we say to ourselves is, "It is done now. It is fulfilled. It is wonderful. It is beautiful. It is fabulous. It is all that matters. My choice is ideal. My choice is integrity, honesty. If my child were to say to me, "Dad, do you believe me?" Then this is what I did, and this is what I am, and this is who I am. And then I would say to my son, "Yes, I know. I know. I believe in you. Whatever you tell me, I believe. Because I do not create myself telling myself falsehoods, and I don't create anyone in my world telling falsehoods. Everything is the truth. I create. I choose. I live in my ideal. My ideal is all that there is. My ideal is all that there ever will be. My ideal, that's my reality. My ideal, that's my choice. My ideal, that's all that I am and all that I ever will be. I am my ideal. And my ideal is good and beautiful. And so therefore, I choose the highest and the best that I could ever dream for myself. And I make it mine by saying, it is mine now. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is wholeness. All is goodness. All is beauty. And as long as I hold true to those things, they are me. As long as I hold true to that reality, there is no other reality. And that's all that matters, and it's all that ever will matter. or my choice is ideal. My choice is ideal in me, in all about me, in all about my world, in all about my life, and in all about everything that ever could be. My choice is ideal, and it never fails. It always fulfills itself in me. In this I believe. Dad, this is the truth. Do you believe me? Yes, son, I believe you. And it is the truth. Say this to yourself. Know this about yourself, for you are the truth. And yes, Dad, it is the truth, and it is done now.